Welcome to a new episode of Commute Board Review, and in today's episode we're going to talk and cover aortic regurgitation. Let's start. Question about aortic regurgitation likely will focus and ask about the treatment rather than diagnosis, specifically when to refer to cardiac surgery for aortic valve replacement or repair. Diagnosis usually tested indirectly, as we have to recognize that this patient has aortic regurgitation, whether acute or chronic, by reading the question. As I just mentioned, aortic regurgitation can be acute or chronic, and I will start with the chronic aortic regurgitation, which is a progressive and mainly asymptomatic disease. And symptoms usually appears when this aortic regurgitation becomes severe. While reading the question, if you see mentioning of widened pulse pressure, they may not mention widened pulse pressure, but you have to recognize it by reading their vital signs. If you see widened pulse pressure and high-pitched decrescendo holodiastolic murmur, think immediately about aortic regurgitation. There are some other rare signs for severe chronic aortic regurgitation, like Quincke signs, water hammer sign, Corrigan signs, and I will put the description of these signs in the written content of this episode. Also, they may appear in the question. But once you see these clues about aortic regurgitation, certain things may support even the diagnosis if they mention conditions that predispose to aortic regurgitation, like bicuspid aortic valve. People usually start having aortic regurgitation or stenosis in the fourth decade of their life. Rheumatic heart disease or a connective tissue disease that will support your diagnosis. Once you think about aortic regurgitation, chronic aortic regurgitation, look while reading the question, is there any mentioning if symptoms, specifically CHF symptoms, shortness of breath, orthopnea, PND, because that will decide the treatment. Diagnosis usually by echocardiogram, and if the echocardiogram results mentioned, please pay attention to the following three things: ejection fraction less than 50%, left ventricular end systolic dimension above 50 millimeters, so the number 50, and left ventricular end diastolic dimension above 65 millimeters. A treatment for symptomatic severe aortic regurgitation is referral to cardiac surgery and aortic valve replacement. If asymptomatic, please pick monitoring, unless or except in three cases. If the patient has severe aortic regurgitation and undergoing cardiac surgery like CABG, then AVR is indicated. Or the patient is asymptomatic and on echocardiogram has one of the following: if the EF dropped below 50%, or the LV end systolic dimension, as we mentioned, was above 50 millimeter, or the LV left ventricular end diastolic dimension was above 65 millimeters. If the patient has one of these, then that's an indication to perform aortic valve replacement or referral to cardiac surgery, and let them decide if they're going to do it or not. Most likely they will do aortic valve replacement. Now, whether doing surgically or transcatheter or TAVR, that's their decision, and unlikely will be asked about that. One question may appear is preoperative clearance for patients with severe aortic regurgitation. If the patient is asymptomatic, proceed with surgery. If the patient is symptomatic, refer to cardiology evaluation. Now, one case, the patient may be asymptomatic, but the echocardiogram showing the signs we just mentioned, and that can be indication for aortic valve replacement. In this case, refer to cardiology for further evaluation. If the surgery is urgent or emergent, proceed to surgery. Let's move to acute aortic regurgitation. This is an emergency, medical emergency, and immediate cardiac surgery referral is indicated. And the treatment usually aortic valve replacement or repair, and cardiac surgery usually the one to decide. The clinical scenario usually describe a patient who developed acute CHF symptoms, shortness of breath, orthopnea, PND, in the context, and pay attention to that, of aortic dissection, active endocarditis. Usually that's a question to describe somebody with aortic dissection or active endocarditis who develop acute CHF symptoms. The murmur in acute aortic regurgitation usually low-pitched early diastolic murmur, and acute aortic regurgitation lack the signs that we see in chronic aortic regurgitation, like widened pulse pressure. You will not see that, all these signs, the water hammer or Corrigan's, you will not see those in acute aortic regurgitation. And in chronic aortic, severe aortic regurgitation, you'll see high-pitched hollow diastolic, while here you see low-pitched early diastolic murmur. As I said, once you identify this, please pick immediate cardiac surgery referral and let them decide whether valve replacement or repair. Now, once you have aortic valve replacement, if it's mechanical valve replacement, pick warfarin and heparin. Do not pick the direct oral anticoagulants, the DUAC, or low molecular weight heparin. Target INR is usually 2 to 3, except in high risk patients for thromboembolic disease like associated AFib. In this case, increase your target to 2.5 to 3.5 and add baby aspirin. So both aspirin and warfarin with target of 2.5 to 3.5 in high risk patients. If in case there is a planned procedure, please hold warfarin 5 days before the procedure and start heparin drip once the INR drop below the target INR. Infective endocarditis prophylaxis indicated for all kind of valve replacement. Pick amoxicillin 2 grams 30 minutes to 1 hour before high risk procedures, and this procedure will be mentioned in my infective endocarditis episode. If the patient is allergic to penicillin, pick clindamycin. Aortic regurgitation by itself is not an indication for endocarditis prophylaxis, except if this is a transplanted heart, then you have to give prophylactic antibiotic for endocarditis for just the aortic regurgitation. With this, we come to the end of this episode. If you would like to download the written content of this episode, please visit our website www.commuteboardreview.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode.